as a virtuoso pianist, and thus much of Schumann's musical output is for piano. When Mendelssohn founded the Leipzig Conservatory in 1843, it was only natural that he asked Schumann, a famously lucid and focused musical observer with a growing reputation as a composer, to join the inaugural faculty. Schumann's stay in Leipzig lasted only a few months and would not concern us at all had he not encountered the pedal piano for the first time in Leipzig. The pedal piano, like the organ, has a row of pedals on which the player can play bass notes. Such instruments were a natural development of 18th century aesthetics, which prized the organ as the greatest of instruments and therefore favored any feature that made other keyboard instruments more like the organ. In the 19th century, the pedal piano was less common, though Liszt, Gounod, and others composed for it. Originally written for the pedal piano, the four sketches are artful, almost humorous miniatures, each in three movements, minuet, trio, minuet. Tonight, we shall hear the second of these four sketches. The repeated chords of the sketch reveal its origins as piano music, but the piece sounds fine when performed on the organ as well.
Thank you.
Had he lived longer, Léon Boulmane would likely be recognized today as one of the great romantic French organist composers, in a line that included Gigou, Franck, Vidor, and Vierne. In 1871, shortly after the conclusion of the Franco-Prussian War, the very young Boulmane left the contested region of Alsace for Paris, where he studied at the École Niedermeyer with Gustave Lefebvre and Eugène Gigot. He quickly became Gigot's protégé and took many school prizes. Soon after he graduated in 1881, he began working at the Church of St. Vincent de Paul in Paris, where before long he was named principal organist. In 1885, he married Gigot's niece and went to live with his former teacher, also becoming an instructor of organ and improvisation at Gigot's own recently founded school. Boulmane soon became highly regarded in Paris as a teacher, organist, improviser, and critic. During the 16 years of his professional life, Boulmane composed about 160 pieces in all genres. Faithful to the style of Franck and an admirer of Saint-Saëns, Boulmane nevertheless exhibits a turn-of-the-century post-romantic aesthetic. Boulmane also wrote motets and art songs, works for piano, a symphony, works for cello and orchestra, and for organ and orchestra, a cello sonata, and other chamber works. His Ronde Française was originally written for the piano, but the piece works very well as an organ solo. This rondo is a quaint composition in the style of old French music and has been transcribed for the organ by Parisian organist Gaston Choinel. By the way, the page turner is Dana McKnight. When Johann Sebastian Bach arrived in Leipzig in the spring of 1723 to begin his duties as cantor of St. Thomas Church and director of town music, he seems to have set aside all thought of organ composition. Between 1723 and 1729, he wrote and compiled five annual cycles of church cantatas, some 300 pieces. Then, between 1729 and 1737, he took over for the directorship of the Collegium Musicum and composed a large amount of instrumental chamber music for the group. He more or less neglected the organ during the first 15 years of his Leipzig stay. After 1737, Bach returned to his early love, organ music, and composed and arranged an extraordinary series of new and revised pieces. Among Bach's favorite organ works were his six Schubler chorales, named after the engraver of the set, Johann Georg Schubler. All six chorales appear to be transcriptions of solo arias from his choral cantatas. In Lord Jesus Christ, With Us Abide, we hear a highly ornamented chorale, which was originally a soprano aria from Bach's cantata number 6. The left hand stays busy from start to finish with a dancing ritornello, while the right hand states the melody simply and without adornment on a trumpet stop. First, we will hear the chorale melody played on the antiphonal organ, then we will hear Bach's embellishment of that chorale tune on the main organ. A product of extensive classical training, Théodore Dubois was representative of late 19th century French musicians. Although he composed prolifically, his works were not generally well received because of their stiffness and lack of emotional depth. He is best known for his excellent theoretical texts, which are still widely studied by composition students. From 1877 to 1896, he was the organist at the Church of the Madeleine in Paris, succeeding Camille Saint-Saëns. In 1886, Dubois composed his 12 pieces for organ, which were dedicated to César Franck. From this collection comes the exciting scherzo, Fiat Lux, Let There Be Light. The scripture passage on which this piece is based, Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, is part of the larger passage of scripture read during the great Easter Vigil liturgies around the world. Fiat Lux is an exciting scherzo for organ, culminating in a virtuoso display of fast fingers and modulations. The entire piece is characterized by a gradual crescendo, beginning quietly and eventually arriving at full organ, thus creating the effect of brilliant light conquering the darkness.
Thank you. Again, thank you for coming out this evening. It's wonderful to see a great crowd. John reminded me to put in a plug for Grace Covenant's annual concert series, which is our August musicales. And this summer, we have three concerts, and I should know the dates. I don't have everything in front of me. August, I will go ahead and have the official unveiling for you here this evening. On Wednesday, August 10th, we will feature a group of Richmond's well-known singers, and they're going to do a program of arias, solos, singers you may know, Lisa Edwards-Spurs, soprano, Anne O'Byrne, soprano, Gabrielle Mace, mezzo-soprano, Bill Dameron, tenor, John Tyndall, baritone, and James Lynn, bass, accompanied by Wei-Li Soon on the piano. On August 17th, we will have, and I don't have their names, but we have a group of, it's a chamber ensemble, two violins from Chicago and two other strings from the Richmond Symphony, accompanied by David Fisk. And the last concert will be Wednesday, August 24th, and we will host the choir Sanctuary, and that's the Compline Choir at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church. They sing every Sunday night. They sing a Compline service, and they're going to be here on that evening. They will sing music from the Compline service, as well as music from unaccompanied works from the Renaissance, all the way up to the modern era. So you should be receiving a flyer, those of you who are on our concert series. If you don't receive a flyer, you certainly can get more information from us here at Grace Covenant. So I hope to see you at one of those concerts. John, thank you. It's always fun collaborating with you. And I'm going to ask Christopher Tweel, who is on staff here, to close us this evening.
Thank you, Chris, and let me be the first and certainly not the last to give you a huge thank you for a wonderful and delightful romp through the ages. This was exciting and joyful to hear, and if you come and worship with us on Sunday mornings, you already know what a joy and what a wonderful thing the music ministry here is at Grace Covenant, so we thank you for that as well. Let's bow in a quick word of thanksgiving and prayer in this mood. Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to hear your music. Music that came from the hearts of your children to be played and shared here today in such wonderful exuberance. Lord, we ask you to take what we've heard tonight. Let it enliven our spirits and our souls. Refresh us in this evening to be ready to do your will and hear your call in our lives. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.